Assalamu alaikum and hello, darlings. My name is Halima, and this is the Over Tea Podcast, where we brew conversations and build community. Today's tea, and what I'm sipping on, is Ruby. It's an iced tea that I put together for the summertime, but I'm drinking it warm today. It's a delicious medley of hibiscus, Turkish orange, lemon, lime, blood orange, and cardamom. And today's topic is these three words. I asked the question, if you had to describe the current state of your life, inclusive of all things, so work-life balance, personal life, family life, mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional health in three words, what would they be? The answers I received were so beautiful. They were complex and compelling, and I'd like to share them with you if you don't mind. Grateful was one of them. Busy, scared, growth, grace, healing, love, mudslide, anxious, work in progress, alhamdulillah for everything, pivotal, overdue, inshallah, unfulfilled, faith, accountability, push, private, pain, and learning. I asked the question because I've been somewhat disconnected from my own, really in my own corner of space and time. And I was curious, with the current climate of this world, if others were having similar feelings and experiences. The majority of the answers that I received spoke to different forms of change, growth, a level of uncertainty, unknown, or discomfort. And to me, that highlighted how interconnected our human experiences are. So as you move about your day, I implore you to be kind to others. So many of us are having relatable experiences and really could just use a bit more compassion. The three words that I chose were acceptance, shifting, and slow burn, because that's where I'm at, y'all. Right now, I am in a space of acceptance. And for me, that means recognizing and embracing the reality of things as they are without resistance. It's about processing my feelings reflectively rather than reactively and thinking through what's next with grace and compassion. I'm really taking time these days to pause and pay attention to how things affect me, and not moving as instinctually in situations that like ruffle my feathers a little bit. Sometimes things rub me the wrong way, and I have been practicing being mindful about whether it's a valid feeling or am I reacting based on a trigger from my own unpleasant experiences. Either way, accepting what it is and not spending too much time wishing the outcome was different and really just dealing with what's in front of me has been the space that I'm in right now. Shifting was the next word. And I feel that shifting is ubiquitous right now. Everybody is going through this. The world is ever changing and we are all pivoting in one way or another, whether by choice or by force. These pivots are happening. The pivots, they are so uncomfortable. Many of us are facing challenges that are forcing us into unexpected journeys and roads less traveled. Between the shift in the economy, day-to-day changes, and all of the plethora of things that life can throw at you all at once, it really feels like you are fighting to stay afloat. We are all experiencing this, y'all. through this shift, I've been intensively mindful to paying attention to my body, how I'm feeling, what I'm thinking, and moving more intentionally, especially during moments where I have no control over what's happening. I've learned that I need to listen and trust myself during these shifts. I chose slow burn because I've brought things down to a simmer these days. I've disconnected from so many things that maybe I felt previously obligated to, like social media, and that is the beast for me as an entrepreneur. Feeling obligated to show up every day and putting unnecessary pressure on myself to create content for the sake of showing up. I am not a person who lives on social media, and I've decided that I want to practice connecting with my audience outside of social media, hence this podcast. Also, I've been working on feeling the need or urgency to show up everywhere or meeting other people's expectations of me that aren't in alignment with my own. Things were very, very hectic for me a couple of months ago before I got quiet, and I had to really take a step back and ask myself, is this in alignment with my goals and values, or am I spreading myself too thin without purpose? Because anxiety has been kicking my butt, y'all. It's gotten a lot better. But I had to become clear on understanding that being busy doesn't mean being productive. And I'm going to say that again. Being busy does not mean being productive. Then there are friendships, my favorite things. I love my girls deeply, and I am so grateful for the sisterhood Allah has placed in my life. But lately, I recognize that I have not been the day-to-day friend. This season of my life has been very personal for me. This season has required more time for me with myself, and I'm also learning there are many ways to be a friend that don't require me to be present and available at all times, but to still show up when they need me and support them in the ways that they receive love, not how I think that I should give it to the best of my capacity at that time. The most beautiful thing is I have a core group of sisters that understand and show me grace. We check in, and that's it. It's all love. I'm becoming more clear on the type of friend that I want to be, and I'm taking my time with that. Lastly, but not least, I am not rushing this healing work either. I unpack and I take breaks. Going to therapy has been an eye-opener for me and has allowed me to recognize myself and how to work on myself, but not all at once. Slow and steady wins the race. I'm letting life simmer, and it has made my life so much more balanced, and I'm able to taste all of the flavors of life. Some I don't enjoy, okay? This journey, this walk is very uncomfortable at times, but it is also still balanced and healthy. Just because it makes you uncomfortable doesn't mean it's bad for you. Discomfort is an alarm, and discomfort is also pushing you out of that comfort zone, usually in a space of progression. I invite you to think of your own three words that describe your life currently. Think about why you chose those words, reflect on them, and ask yourself if there are any you don't like and what needs to happen to change them. And also leave room for the moments in life where they may change unexpectedly. And if you're compelled to do so, I'd love to hear about the words you chose and why. Also, if there are any other topics you would like to discuss, shoot me an email at asourceofgoodness@gmail.com. If you enjoyed the podcast, please subscribe. Today's Tea Ruby can be found on my website at atmysistershouse.com. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I am grateful to have shared time with you today, and we'll chat soon.